I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Opera Theater's season opener is a thrilling production of Mozart's comic The Marriage of Figaro, Le Nozze di Figaro. Saturday night's cast, an outstanding group of singer-actors, ably coached in this production by stage director Michael Schell, and carefully led from the pit by conductor Anthony Walker. Walter Huff's choruses are delightful musically and dramatically. The complex set, with a variety of looks, very effectively lit by Ken Phillips. There was hearty applause for individual scenes and a full ovation at the final curtain call. Though the music was classical and the costuming from that period, the play seems both delightfully and all too current. Aaron Murphy as the Count is a philanderer. He was a philanderer before his marriage, and despite the love of the Countess, Mary Martin, he's philandering again. Although he's been bestowing his favors on Barbarina, Brianna Murray, his current target is Susanna Kate Johnson, the proposed bride of Figaro, Milan Babic. Meanwhile, the hormonally driven Cherubino, Grace Skinner, is being disguised in drag. Philandering from a position of power, a tattoo-like birthmark, cross-dressing, how 21st century. The action of Figaro all takes place in one very active day. It begins as Figaro measures out the chamber room that lies conveniently between the Count and the Countess's rooms. As he cheerfully measures, his Susanna weaves her own song explaining the dangers of their position. The opera's rich with these ensemble pieces that have multiple meanings, and the supertitles frequently drew laughs from the audience. Figaro is incensed and almost manages to close the opera at the end of the first act, but not quite, and after intermission, there are new musical and plot delights to come. The Count keeps coming up with delays for their marriage. The most interesting one involves a trio of Commedia dell'arte characters. There's Dr. Bartolo, a redoubtable Riccardo Ciaballo, who's headed in for Figaro, since Figaro stole the Countess for the Count. His servant is the personable Marcellina, Anne Marie Errico, who's lent Figaro some money with a promise of matrimony. Then there's Don Basilio, the wily music teacher Silvestro Maccobi. The Count hopes to clear his way to Susanna by marrying Figaro off to Marcellina. But in a surprise discovery, we learn that Marcellina is Figaro's mother, Dr. Bartolo is his father, and Susanna, who's come to pay off Figaro's debt, angrily and just briefly, misreads the mother-son embrace. From time to time, a colorful Drew Connor appears as the organically marked gardener Antonio. The Count is happy for his explanation of an early confusion, and yet all around the gardener are holding their noses. In the midst of the second act, the curtain came down briefly, and from the interior of the castle, we were put in the darkened green sculpture garden for the play's evening mix-up, with Susanna dressed up as the Countess and the Countess as Susanna. Cherubino and Barbarino are around as well, and Figaro has gathered his family and the music teacher to witness the scene. Naturally, chaos results. Happily, with a couple of choruses involving all the principals, weddings do occur. The Count apologizes and pledges renewed devotion to the Countess. Dr. Bartolo and Marcellina will make it legal. A wiser Figaro and the clever Susanna will wed. The still quite innocent Cherubino and the smarter Barbarina will also be saying, I do. An action-packed day that began in the morning ends as the stars twinkle. IU's production of Mozart's Le Nozze di Figaro has two final performances, Friday and Saturday the 27th and 28th in the Musical Arts Center at 7:30. And at the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.